This $49 military sleep mask.
Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi guys, it's Vibha.
And this is Millie. You guys were just listening to Jojo Sono Chino Sadame.
Yes, which also, it's been a while since the two of us have been back, so this is our first show in like three weeks, I think.
No, it's been a really long time.
It's been a while, probably because Millie got COVID, so...
Hey. No, I didn't.
So, while Millie was in the hotel,
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days, but that's what our triple M is for this week. It is Missing Millie Media, which is basically a compilation of music from things we consumed in the past 10 days while Millie was in the hotel and I was here. That explains the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure intro.
We were Netflix partying.
We were. Millie's ahead of me, though, so that's the first intro, because I am not to the second one yet.
Yeah, prepare yourself for the second one. The second one's very good, too.
That's what we will be exiting to.
I mean, I think my ultimate goal is to one day look like one of these men in this TV show.
They're like, every single dude could wear any dress in my closet better than me, because their waists are just like talking about hourglass shapes. It's insane. It's insane.
And they're always posing so, like, correct. Like, they should be on America's Next Top Model. They would win instantly. Instantly.
Yeah.
There would be no contest.
Like, no American man could have a waist.
Tyra Banks would look at them, and then she'd be incinerated because...
She would disintegrate. Like, they're just such good models. The tables would have turned. Yeah. Anyways.
Next up we have Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. Okay, Bridgerton. I binged the entire second season in like one night, but Millie was behind, so she watched it these past 10 days.
Both seasons. 16 hours. What? 16 hours.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Second season, infinitely better than the first, so we're going to be playing music from the second one. Which one's first?
Sign of the Times.
Yes. Okay, this was during, for those of you that have watched it, this was during, like, the wedding scene, which was just beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
We're exchanging glances. You guys can't see it, but we're exchanging glances, just like they do in the movie, in the TV show.
Right. It is a movie of just hands and sometimes eyes, and, you know, that's enough.
You are the bane of my existence.
Is that your British accent? That's your Anthony accent?
And the object of all my desires. Anyway, here's the times.
Thank you.
That was Material Girl.
A second double feature for the Bridgerton soundtrack, mm-hmm. because it needs to be done. But realizing we didn't actually intro that Bridgerton, like, one of its, like, signature things is that they cover popular songs in, like, orchestral versions. So, like, you never see it coming. Like,
no, they just, you
enter a ballroom, and the next thing you know, they're playing Thank You Next on the fiddle.
With the queen.
Dancing to said fiddle.
I love the queen in this show.
Me
I
too.
Think she's such a good character.
She, like, carries the show.
Yeah.
Her and Benedict.
Her, Benedict, and Lady Danbury.
Yeah. Yeah, the Holy Trinity. It's her, Lady Danbury, and the queen. And occasionally Eloise. But
she's got that whole sputtering thing going on, which I just find kind of annoying.
Sputtering?
Yeah, when she's like, well, you know?
True. Yeah, but...
She does that face, you know? For all of our listeners, you can't see it, but the face is scrunched up. Scrunched
good.
Up and
yeah.
a
well said.
A tight mouth.
Right, yeah. No,
she's also like 30 in real life.
She is, yeah. She was in her and Penelope. Penelope was in Dairy Girls, that other TV show.
I love that show.
And they're in their 30s. And yeah. then we wonder why teens have an unrealistic expectation for what they're supposed to look like.
Like, I don't look like
at
that.
At 16 years old. But yeah, I think the next season is gonna be about Benedict, so I'm excited.
Benedict or Eloise?
Benedict, if they go by the books. So.
Are they gonna like mix it, do you think?
I hope not. If I have to go through a season with Colin Bridgerton.
Oh my gosh.
As the main character, I'll lose it.
Colin bothers me because he's so boring.
He has the personality of a wooden board.
Yeah.
Of a piece of plywood. Cheap plywood.
Yeah.
And yet we continue our anti-British sentiment on this radio show. We're still going.
I mean, like, but it's a good show, but they are British, so, like...
That's true.
10 out of 10? No, like, 8.5.
8.5, 1.5, redacted because of the Britishness. Although, we do have, coming up today on the show, the, like, new show that just came out, Heartstopper, on Netflix. Characters are British, I will preface, but...
Trigger warning.
They say
proper
people,
way proper too fit. Much.
You know, it's a, yeah, proper fit show, but we started watching it last night, and that's actually good.
Yeah.
That almost makes up for the fact that they're
it
in
almost
England.
Makes up. They're just a little too cheeky, you know?
Blimey, mate. Yeah, a little
Speaking
bit.
Speaking of cheekiness. next up, we have a little track from Shrek.
Shrek
the final
2.
Chapter.
No, this is from Shrek 2, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Because that has the superior soundtrack. But we're jumping all over the place. We went to a lot of dark places while Millie was in the hotel, so...
Yeah, we found ourselves, though.
Right. Through it all.
Yeah.
You find yourself... In Shrek 4.
What is life without struggle?
Shrek
4. That was a struggle.
Right. So this is... What do we have up? I'm a Believer. Which is... It was this or Smash Mouth, folks. So this is Smash Mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this or All Star. So we went with this one.
Enjoy!
Yep.
We made a mistake. It's actually from Shrek 1.
Hey guys, did it feel like you were watching a boxing match just now?
Good. Discombobulated.
That was, you know, we just have a principle to play two songs and then we talk. So.
Well, that was appropriate because that transition was seamless.
It was just flawless. What did we go from? We went from Smash Mouth to Hans Zimmer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, two sides of the same
Shrek
coin,
to
frankly.
Sherlock Holmes.
Well, we've always emphasized how this show has range.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of those shows. But to explain, that was Discombobulate by Hans Zimmer from Sherlock Holmes motion picture soundtrack.
And why, Vibba, do you think they call it Discombobulate?
Because Robert Downey Jr. said so.
In this movie, Robert Downey Jr. plays Sherlock Holmes, and in the fight scenes, he talks out what he's going to do, and he starts almost every fight scene with smacking the person, boxing the person's ears, and saying,
Discombobulate! And it's genius. I told Millie that she should narrate her fencing moves like that mm-hmm. whenever she has her next bout.
I think you should be on JumboCast.
I should be, right.
And do it for me.
Exactly. Okay.
Like, I think...
It's a team.
It'd be like a power move, you know?
Like a dual partnership?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dual in two ways.
Right. We just... One mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, look forward to that. Triple M is taking on JumboCast. But that was a little cameo from Sherlock Holmes, which is another movie that we watched. After Shrek. Before Shrek.
I love that movie. Excuse me.
Yeah, we're being interrupted today. TUPD is also making a cameo appearance.
They found me.
They have something against us playing Discombobulate on college radio. They're coming for us. They won't be too happy with what we have up next, which is... What else did we consume? Oh, just a recap of our Triple M. Today is Missing Millie Media. For those of you that might have missed the first few minutes of the show... This is all music from things that me and Millie consumed separately and together while she was in the hotel these past 10 days with Mm-mm. coronavirus.
Very delicious.
Yeah. So now that we've done Sherlock, what do we have next?
Next up, we have Holding Out for a Hero, which is from...
Also from Shrek. We're going back. All roads lead back to Shrek.
I think, yeah, that's a good principle. I think we should put that in our tagline.
in our radio bio. Description. Yes. Radio show description. It would make more sense than what it is right now, so...
Hey. You're right.
Yeah. Anyways, here's Holding Out for a Hero by... I'm not sure, because there's many versions.
By
this is
Bonnie
the original.
Tyler.
Yes, this is not the one from Shrek. So just imagine that there's pigs breakdancing to this while you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado, here we go.
We'll be right back.
guys, the objective of today's show has now officially changed to see how low we can get our listener count with what we've been playing today.
Because right now it's 9.
Right now it's 9 listeners. That is the lowest amount we've ever had.
Well, one time we had 1, but we don't know if we don't think it was actually 1.
I think it was glitching, most likely, because we knew there was more than one person listening to us. But I think with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure followed by two songs from
the
Shrek soundtrack.
Okay?
I know. This is supposed to be an artsy school.
Yeah.
If you can't recognize that Shrek Forever After is better than any Tarantino film, I don't want to hear it.
If you don't have a Shrek Ever After poster in your dorm room, why are you at the school?
What are you even doing? They asked me that on my application to Tufts.
That was my why Tufts.
Yeah, in my interview, they were like, name all the Shrek movies. Oh, you like Tufts? Name all the Shrek movies right now. But speaking of art, we're at our favorite part, everyone's favorite part of the show. So maybe this will bring back some more listeners. Yep. But it's time for the PSA. Today's PSA, fittingly, is about Tufts University art galleries. Seamless transition, but here we go.
Frictionless.
Frictionless. Cody Coe would like our show.
He would.
Yeah. Anyways, the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new, global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
What a service you've done.
They should put clips of our show in the art gallery.
They should. I actually had to write a paper, and in it we had to use art from the art gallery. I think it's
really?
The exhibition is still up. It's Artist Call.
Cool.
And the art gallery is actually really nice. It has really nice exhibits.
I have not been. I went during O Week and they gave me a sticker, which was cool, but I just skimmed it. I haven't actually gone.
I probably should.
That seems
really
cool.
It's mostly like based on the exhibition. Like they don't have any like art that's always there. I think there's rotating exhibitions.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure, so don't quote me.
No, quote me. On the wall, the main wall of the art gallery, they should put Shrek is better than any Tarantino film.
And then you have to put a photo of Bibba's face. You'll find Bibba's face somewhere.
Probably.
You can find face easily.
From Triple M, from our Triple M cover image.
What is our Triple M cover image?
Spinatron generates some like random black and white.
Oh, it's like
image.
It's like a photo of this like, it looks like a pinup girl. She has red lipstick. She looks like she's from the 50s and she has like a record, doesn't she?
I think so. It's randomly generated, but maybe we should make our own logo.
Appropriate.
But anyways, another for our next up song, we have another violent switch in vibe, or maybe not, but this is from the show that we were talking about earlier, Heartstopper. So it's a new show on Netflix, and it's like a teen love story, but it has the main two leads are gay, and so it's a nice, you know, refreshing change to what's normally on Netflix.
And they're from Britain, so
right. British derogatory. But the show relies a lot on certain songs to move the plot forward, because they use songs that are like very literally representative of what's happening.
Yeah, there's another couple, like there's a lesbian couple that goes to the all-girls school.
Right.
And
when they introduce...
Well, no, we'll just play the song.
Yeah, but just as preface, this is the song that they played when they were alluding to this lesbian couple. So just keep that in mind when you hear it.
Here you go. It's by Girl in Red.
Afraid of what they'll say. is what you do at parties, right? And I know it's hard to tell, but I think I really like you.
Nice one.
Honestly, yeah.
In that scene?
Yeah, that's also from Heartstopper.
The other character realizes he's having feelings.
Right, that's like a pivotal moment. It's like a bright sunny day, you think it's June, but then they're just sitting watching a movie and then suddenly it's snowing.
It's snowing!
Which, you know, was nice.
A little unrealistic in my opinion.
You know, but they go out, they frolic to be a Badoobie.
They frolic with a dog.
Right. It's like a Hallmark movie.
They dance.
It's really nice. Yeah.
Hence it being called Dance With Me.
Exactly. Cleverly chosen song. Like we said, a lot of the songs are so literal to what is happening. If you're watching with subtitles, it makes it really, really funny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's our Heartstopper segment of this show. Would recommend. We're not done with it, but it's a fantastic show so far. So
We're halfway through.
That's true. Only 8 episodes or so. So
yeah.
And it's like very binge-worthy.
It is.
Right.
Speaking of binge...
No, not speaking of binge, because what we have up next is a movie, not a TV show. You want to explain this one?
This is from the movie Parasite by Bong Joon-ho. I had to write a paper on this one. I'm going to have to write another paper on this movie.
Not a bad movie to write a paper on.
I'm not in a film class or an art class. This is for English one.
Oh, okay. What are you writing about?
The soundtrack.
Wow.
So this isn't in the official soundtrack, but because the composer didn't write this piece, but It did receive a lot of attention. It's called Nyokyo Date, and it means kneeling in front of you, and it's quite literal. The family is kneeling when the song is playing, and then I think they have a fight with another poor family, so it's a nice little Italian piece for you guys.
Nice. Okay. What do we have up after that? Because, you know.
After that, you know how we like to have our transitions.
Oh, yeah.
Seamless. We have Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. And that is from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yep. You know, we just have such a wide range of the kind of movies we're into. The taste that we have.
Parasite is like a mature...
It won an Oscar. You know, it won Best Picture, did it not?
Movie, yes. Right. And then, so I think we should counter that with something...
Hey, whoa. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs should have won an Oscar. I don't even know if it did or not.
You're being silenced.
Whoa.
I'm silencing her.
Let it be shown.
No. No.
On the record.
Not this. Always. She always does this to me. She always does this to me.
I'm still
and
here.
I'm taking back my voice.
Oh my God.
Next we have Inokyo Tate.
Ho sbagliato con te, ritornerò in ginocchio da te e bacerò le tue mani, amore, negli occhi tuoi che hanno pianto per me. Io cercherò perdono da te e bacerò le tue mani, amore. Cercherò il perdono da te e bacerò le tue mani, amor. Ritornerò in ginocchio da te. L'altra non è niente per me. Ora lo so. Ho sbagliato con te, ritornerò in ginocchio da te. Sì, io t'amo più della mia vita, io voglio per me le tue carezze. Oh sì, io t'amo più della mia vita.
Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Outside the window, they're singing. Inside the doorway, there's me. Endlessly thinking and working.
Guys, let it be known, I was not silent. I was silenced.
Okay. You're off.
Stop.
You're off. You're done.
Oh my god.
Fine.
We have someone power tripping on the soundboard right now. I only put you off once.
No.
And
no.
At that, I put you down to like 60%.
Everyone listening knows this is false. We have loyal listeners and they know that you cut me off. Especially when I'm right.
Oh, no, I did not cut you off. I didn't silence you. I put you down to like 60% because what I was saying was more important.
I've listened to it back. You put me down to zero.
Millie has been on a power trip recently because this is not the first time I've been silenced in the past week. You know how we played the intro from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Oh my gosh.
So the cool thing about JoJo's is that there's a lot of characters.
She's going to meet me again.
Anyway, speaking of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure... We're gonna play one more song, but before that, let me explain the last one.
No.
Last song was In My Room, and that was from the TV show End of the Effing World. I cannot swear. If only Vibble was here.
I swear to God.
Talk more about that.
Sometimes
I can still hear her.
Pull me back up. I have things to say.
Oh, it's like a gentle whisper.
So the characters of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure are named after classic rock idols. Like, there's a character named Tom Petty, who is named after Tom Petty, who sung Free Falling. And he's the first to show up out of any of the people named after classic rock idols. And so we were Netflix partying, and I was like, Millie, this guy's named after Tom Petty. And she shut me down. She was like, no, it was more colorful, but I can't swear on air.
No,
but
I
she, like, totally cussed me out.
No,
and,
liar.
Yeah,
liar.
No.
Pull up
and
the
then
Netflix receipts.
I was like, I was doubting myself in a dark place.
No, guys, okay.
I was, you know,
bedridden.
I didn't know. First of all, I was bedridden. Second of all, I didn't know who Tom Petty was. Okay? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't know.
This was with me singing Free Falling, sending the
lyrics to Free Falling.
You know, Vibba has her quirks, okay?
Anyways, there's also characters like named Zeppeli. There's one dude named Ario Speedwagon. When he showed up, I knew. I knew that I had been lied to. I had been trodden upon.
No, you haven't been lied to.
I had been silenced, in conclusion. I was right. Millie was wrong. We're wrapping up with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure intro number 2. Hope you enjoy, watch the show, and pay attention to the fact that the classic rock idols are...
You're done. Okay. This is Triple M, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Free From Radio. Keep it free form, and the goal is to look like them.
Solo 闇。